You're listening to SBS News.
In the German capital, most of the world's biggest powers, each with overlapping or opposing interests in Libya, promised to end their meddling in the nation's nearly decade-long civil war. But the two most important players were not present at key photo opportunities. The leaders of Libya's warring parties agreed to appear at the summit, but refused to be in the same room. German Chancellor Angela Merkel was forced to scuttle back and forth between the men, eventually brokering a fragile deal.
Everyone was in agreement, including the regional organisations, the Arab League, the European Union, and of course the African Union, that we need a political solution. It has, I think, become evident in recent days that there is no chance for a military solution.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres says there was also a commitment to impose sanctions on those who break the agreed arms embargo.
All the participants today committed to support the ceasefire and committed to put pressure on the parties to the conflict for a full ceasefire to be reached.
Libya has been plagued by a complex and multi-layered conflict since the fall of Colonel Muammar Gaddafi in 2011. Hostilities escalated last April when rebel commander General Khalifa Haftar, who controls much of the east, including Benghazi, attacked the capital Tripoli in the west. Tripoli is controlled by the UN-backed government of Prime Minister Fayez al-Sarraj. Turkey has dispatched troops, including Syrian rebel fighters, to support Mr. al-Sarraj. But Russia, Egypt and Gulf powers Saudi Arabia, Jordan and the UAE all back General Haftar. Prior to the summit, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson called on all sides to find a long-term solution.
Proxy conflicts only come to an end when the external proxies decide they want to bring it to an end. So that's what the UK is arguing for. We're saying, look, come on, folks, this has gone on for long enough. It's a disgrace. Yes, we got rid of Gaddafi back in 2011, but it's time now to move on and to bring Libya together under the UN. That's what we want to do. We want to have a UN-led peace process and stop this jockeying for position.
The diplomatic progress in Berlin has boosted hopes a peace process may be possible. Turkey and Russia's presidents met on the sidelines of the summit, despite supporting opposing sides in Libya. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan welcomed the progress made with Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin.
Our joint efforts have established relative peace in the field. We are aware of the responsibility we have undertaken regarding the ceasefire and of the efforts made.
United States Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is also optimistic.
There was progress made towards a full-fledged ceasefire, a truce, temporary stand-down. There's still a lot of work to do.
Though questions remain. Prior to the summit, General Haftar's troops forced the closure of several key oil ports. The shutdown is said to have cut oil production by more than 50% and cost Libya hundreds of millions of dollars in lost revenue. And amid tensions, some analysts warn a long-term truce won't be possible until Libya's military commanders negotiate directly. Omar Dabaj, SBS News.